It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 30th, 2014. On this date in 1927, the incomparable Babe Ruth smacked his 60th home run in a single season and set a record that would stand for 34 years. He was called the Home Run King, the Babe, the Sultan of Swat, the Colossus of Clout, and the Bambino. He was the most celebrated and highest-paid baseball player of his day, and his almost supernatural ability to bat a baseball out of a ballpark created a legend that survives despite the accomplishments of Roger Maris, who was the first to surpass his single-season total, and Henry Aaron, who beat his lifetime tally in 1974. The Babe was born in Baltimore, Maryland in 1895 and had a troubled youth. His parents sent him to St. Mary's Industrial School, a reformatory, when he was only seven. He was a reckless, difficult kid whose only happiness was in playing baseball. Encouraged by the priests at St. Mary's, who fostered his talent, he played hard and honed his skills. His professional career began in 1914 with the Orioles, who soon traded him to the Boston Red Sox as a pitcher. His skills on the mound were excellent, but he was an even better hitter, and in 1919 he was moved to the outfield so he could be in the lineup for every game. That season he hit a record 29 home runs. The next year he was traded to the Yankees and smacked 54 out of the park. The year after that he hit 59, setting a record that he would break himself with number 60 in 1927. Ruth was such a celebrity that the extra income from the fans who thronged to the ballpark to see him play helped finance the construction of the new Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, where it became known as the house that Ruth built. From 1922 to 1926, Ruth's home run totals dipped and rose, and then came 1927, when his output steadily climbed. By the last game of the season, he had tied his record, and he needed only one more. Claire Ruth, his future wife, was at the game that day and describes the event. The pennant race was over by September, but Babe was fighting to break his 59 home run record. He needed 17 to do it in the last month, or better than one every 2 days. He did it, of course, in Yankee Stadium against Washington. Tom Zachary, a left-hander, was the pitcher, and the homer came in the final game. The Babe had smashed out 2 home runs the day before to bring his total to 59. He had only this game to set a new record. Zachary, a left-hander, was by the nature of his delivery a hard man for Babe to hit. In fact, he got only 2 homers in all his life against Tom. Babe came up in the 8th inning, and it was quite probable that this would be his very last chance to break the record. My mother and I were at the game, and I can still see that lovely, lovely home run. It was a tremendous poke deep into the stands. There was never any doubt that it was going over the fence, but the question was, would it be fair? It was fair, by only 6 glorious inches. Ruth's health would fail and his career would end just 7 years later. But despite his death from cancer in 1948 at age 53, he remains the titanic figure in the history of America's favorite pastime. Claire Ruth's eyewitness account appears in her memoir, The Babe and I, co-authored with Bill Slocum and published by Prentice Hall in 1959. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 30th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.